Well, go ahead. You're a paid up. Yeah. Yes, it's absolute religion till this day, but it is not the church. For instance, the anti-Semitism was built upon that basis of religious anti-Semitism among the masses. But the expressions of anti-Semitism in our time are not religious anti-Semitism. Hitler said that the Jews are the ones that destroy society, not that they killed Jesus. You hear the era propaganda today that the Jews are the cheaters, the Jews are the liars, the Jews are the vermin, the Jews are the Bolsheviks, the Jews are the capitalists, the Jews are the Trilateral Commission, the Jews are this. That's the anti-Semitism of the modern world. The fact that the Jews killed Jesus 2,000 years ago is not a statement that reverberates any longer in the modern world. There are people who believe that. But you'll see that that's one of the reasons why the adjustment of the Catholic Church and the elimination of that accusation and the changing of the wording of the Mass and everything really has had almost no effect, because anti-Semitism today comes from a different source. It is based in the Western world on a racial type of thing. And because of that, you will find this paradox that the man like Frederick the Great, who opened the door for Jews in Germany, himself felt that the Jews were an inferior people. And that the Jews were, he was not a friend of the Jews. But he experimented in allowing the Jews rights because that was the direction by which secular humanism could be brought. And he wanted to experiment with, he wanted an experiment, as we'll find later in Russia, the same thing happened. The Jews were the only place where you could turn on the spigot and turn it off. If you felt that it was going too far or too fast, so then you cut out the rights. Because you always knew that the population would agree with you. The population would limit it. And therefore it was the safe experiment. Now, Frederick wanted to expand the empire, and he could expand it only at the expense of Austria. So we have a number of wars, famous wars that the Prussians engaged in, until Prussia finally conquered Silesia, which is Germany, Poland. Today, Silesia is all Poland again. But then it was Germany, and he participated in the 7 Years' War in Europe, which was a spillover of the French, what we call the French and Indian War here in the United States, where between Britain and France for control of the North American continent. So that spilled over into Europe as a war between Britain and France. And Prussia always was making alliances with Britain. He was married to a member of the British royal household. So he made alliances with Britain, he made alliances with France, he made alliances with Russia. But the alliances kept on shifting. And he was almost defeated many, many times, but he was saved miraculously. By a number of events, the death of the Tsarina in Russia, of Elizabeth, and the accession of her son Peter to the throne saved him, because Peter took Russia out of the war against Prussia. Many times he was saved by strange things that happened. One of the things that happened during the reign of Frederick was that he, or better put, his son, Wilhelm I, this is the Hohenzollern dynasty that would last till the end of the First World War, that brought so much grief to the world. His son befriended a strange Jewish philosopher,